technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal, and taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com.
¶¶
we have Gary Richard Arnold here, and the third hour, Matthew, Justin Deagle, my oldest son, is going to talk about all kinds of stuff, from mind control to the geopolitical issues. I have a bunch of news stories. Firstly, I'm extremely skeptical. You know, people have their spectacles, you know, their glasses on. I have my skepticals on. Do you like that? For dealing with the issue when Mr. Prime Minister Abe is meeting with the mullahs, and in the Gulf of Oman, a Japanese tanker is attacked. It looks awfully suspicious. You keep on, we have two $180 million U.S. drones knocked down by Iran, supposedly. And that looks awfully suspicious. They're supposedly in international waters. What are they going to gain by doing that? Other than if they took off Trump and the neocons enough, they'll actually probably bomb the Bashar reactor and circulate the planet with radiation and run the risk that Russia and their proxies, Iran, will fire missiles at our military bases in the Mideast. They can just have one ship in the Black Sea actually fire off missiles and literally take out all of our bases in the entire Middle East in a matter of hours. So the other thing is we have the Larachila Island nukes as well as possibly over at Punta Huerta, Nicaragua. And I haven't got any response at all from the State Department or from Trump that they've done anything to actually remove those missiles that can apparently change course in flight and fly at Mach 10 to Mach 13. And I believe, from my knowledge in the past and my current contacts inside government, we do not have a system to get, other than transpolar satellite evading nuclear missiles from hitting us, either causing an EMP attack and knocking up the power grid or striking military bases or population centers. So we don't want to start a big war. I think we can do things before then. But it seems to me, it looks really suspicious to me, that these events are happening at the same time the Japanese are meeting with the Iranians while we're putting the squeeze on Iran, and of course they want to maintain their customers. It would make total nonsense that the Japanese tankers attacked by Iran in the Gulf of Oman. It just doesn't make sense, does it? Or that there would be a cruise missile hit a power plant inside Saudi Arabia. This looks awfully, awfully suspicious. Like, who's going to benefit from this? And of course we know from the PNAC documents that they plan on taking down Syria. Syria has not been destroyed completely, although a lot of territory is gone, including the Golan Heights. Now it's been absorbed by Israel with the approval of Donald Trump. What we see right now is basically a move to try to break up the Middle East, maintain or balkanize it. And this looks like just another step in the whole process. Now, Trump has said he doesn't want regime change or war, but the powers that be behind him are really pushing hard, aren't they? Gary, go ahead.
Here in the United States, California is virtually, a communist, red Chinese-style state, and also with their assistance, because we have the former head of the CIA and the Department of Defense, Leon Panetta, sending them military information. We got Dianne Feinstein, who's Russell Lowe was with her for not 20 years. He wasn't a driver. He was, he was a conduit, and the guy's still running free throughout the state of California speaking at universities. Los Angeles, according to their, the Los Angeles Daily News, they virtually are seizing all the landlords. Los Angeles is going to tax landlords for vacant units, meaning unless they house the illegals and the incoming invasion and army into the United States, they'll be punished with a tax. So we've got, confiscation of America's property to feed and help this invasion force. We don't even have to look at the Middle East. All of this skullduggery is going on right here. And their craziness on Biden, because he worked with a couple of anti-communists like Mr. Eastland and so forth. Who was it that attended Robert Byrd's funeral? But the Clintons, Hillary Clinton said Robert Byrd, who was a Kegel or I don't know, he was way up in the KKK. She said right. He was her mentor. The Clintons and Obama attended that funeral. So the news out there is, so blatantly lying. Nobody can trust it whatsoever. I wouldn't send my kid to school anymore right now. Any government school, at least in California, you're corrupting and destroying your child. You're putting them into the virtual cultural revolution that Mao performed in communist China before he killed 85 million people. And that's on their agenda.
Right. Now, they're going to kill in various different ways. Number one, they're going to kill with toxic GMO food, which, by the way, Trump has authorized. They're going to kill with 5G network, which destroys your gut biome and your mitochondria and insects, which means your pollinating insects are gone. When they turn on 5G network, birds fall out of the sky. They're going to kill you with toxic recycled water that Trump has authorized last year so that they can actually make hydrogen sulfide be in your water, which your kidneys concentrate, that can actually dissolve steel and ceramic. So even while things are, there are good things that Trump is doing, and I support him, I actually support his rerun, but he needs to have a chance to talk to people like us that actually know what the hell is going on. Because he's got some devilish.
We got a Boston Strangler out there, or a Subway knifer, but they technologically, they've already admitted it. And again, on Deborah Tavares and my website, you can find the NASA report. They talk about these things are binary. So once they do the kill, or they sterilize somebody, you won't know it for 4, 5, 6, maybe a couple of years. But it's already been determined by them, and they brag that this is not a violation of war or the Geneva Convention, as if that would matter. But they have no aversion to using these dirty tricks right now on the American people and have in the past.
Well, they're working with corporations. Give an example. Amazon shares space with the NSA, okay? And I have an article here from NextGov. DHS to move biometric data of hundreds of millions of people to the Amazon cloud. People don't realize, and I'm going to read the last paragraph, Amazon Web Services, GovCloud, U.S. East and U.S. West, are data centers specifically built by the companies to house some of the government's most restricted information. In other words, Amazon's housing the most restricted information by the government, including biometric data. Damn it, people don't realize the AI for Amazon is not only putting marketing out and killing all the regular stores, it's also an arm of the tentacle of the global superstate, or cyberstate, I call it. People don't know this, do they?
No. In fact, Zuckerberg's Facebook was funded by NQTEL, Grayline, and they brag about their office people that are involved, that they're from the CIA and the Mossad. I don't know if they've scrubbed that yet or not, but it should be in one of my reports. But, so much of this stuff, right now, they're putting in a Stasi-like, this is commu-Nazism right now. They're setting up what looks like Neighborhood Watch, and it's called Next Door. And it's designed, and they've already used it to shut down various businesses that were not politically correct, somewhat like the bakeries we hear about. But they're shutting businesses down here in the Monterey Bay area, which is run by the CIA, DOD, Panetta machine.
Yeah, now, announcement, we are going to have our sale back on July 1st, that whole week plus, for a July 4th 7% 7 for Heaven sale. We're also going to be starting to send signal over to CRN Talk Radio out of Los Angeles, which will be on Amazon, Google Plus, as well as many other platforms. And, of course, with Pippa.io, all the shows are converted to all the social media, including I can hear you breathing.
Well, good. I'm glad I'm doing that.
You still have, I assume you have a pulse, too.
I've got my new thing here, so maybe I'll move the microphone a little bit.
Away from your nose, yeah. You're a funny guy. So anyway, we have SoundCloud and Spotify, TuneIn, iTunes, etc. And we also have, of course, all the shows converted. We're trying to get more and more word out, and we get more and more feedback from people of what's going on. We've had attacks on this show. I mean, there's been times where it's literally shut down my connection directly to the studios with Todd. We've had my phones attacked. We've had all kinds of things. People have to understand what's going on here is that the globalists are panicking. Trump is gaining, for example, with Hispanic people because of the employment issues. He's gaining with blacks. They're starting to kind of revolt. We're starting to see that these polls, by the way, are completely useless. When I hear Quinnipiac, and they come up with another poll. It's like, these polls are ridiculous. Not a one of them is even close to reality, is it? Look at the number of people that were at the Biden meeting on the same day as Trump had. He had 120,000 people apply to be in 40,000 seats in the stadium. Crazy.
Well, Biden had, 175 people in a room for 300.
Exactly. It was ridiculous. It's like, and when you hear him blather, it's like, you need to be in a senior home, guy. You are not smart enough to be our president. You are, whatever he was in the past, and he wasn't very bright in the past, now he's pre-demented. And then when you listen to all these other candidates in the 2020 race, they're insane, crazy nutballs. None of them have a clue about the green agenda, about population control, about abortion, about border control. And now we have a bill that we need to get forward to make sure we can actually have enough money to run DHS to actually help the poor people that are here, illegally here, and need to ship them back to their home country and to clean up their home country. Here's a few things Trump needs to do. He needs to send our troops to the Mexican-Guatemala border. He needs to send our special forces to kill the drug cartels in Mexico and Central America and Afghanistan, by the way. He needs to start dealing much more strictly, not only with Iran, but with Russia, because Russia is threatening us. Why the hell are we tolerating Russia threatening us over Iran? Even if we're not involved and somebody else is involved in these false flags, we shouldn't tolerate Russia doing that.
We look at the total mind lock of California. California basically has fired at Fort Sumter. They literally are renegade and anti-U.S. in any way, shape, or form. This very morning, I went to the Budget Committee of Santa Cruz Board of Supervisors, and they were renewing the DA and sheriff's budgets. Both of those people refused to go after two boards of supervisors, Friend and John Leopold, for threatening and succeeding in shutting down speakers here locally. They threatened the board's members' physical health, and they threatened their buildings, and they got away with it. A friend of mine was up there this morning, and he was doing lawful videotaping inside the room, and they ended up ushering him out down. They tried to get him in an elevator, and he was calling for me to film it, and he insisted on going down the stairs so they wouldn't beat him up or destroy him. But it is a police state here in Panetistan, and there was nobody else in the public there. There was one lady there with a police dog, and everybody else was either sheriff, DA, or employees. When I came back, after making sure he was safely outside the building, I went back. The Board of Supervisors meeting door was locked. I had to bang on the door to get back in there in order to make a comment. But
wow.
I mean, we're living in a Nazi state right here, and it's endorsed by Bill Gates. The foundation bought all the newspapers in the region and turned them over to globalists.
Right.
This place is. It is a commune Nazi organization in which they're destroying self-government. They're moving it to COGS. California is ready to break away with these other communist networks to create that nation called Pacifica, which is a Marxist, globalist, green state that they're selling the stupids in the streets for.
I got to blame the public, though, because there's, you know, I hear various different comments by people, including even Deborah Tavares. She thinks my plan is not workable. Here's the plan, and it is workable. Number one, you got to go to public meetings and object to these people. Number two, you need to take pro se litigant action. That's why the course How to Win in Court is very important. If you go to a diagnostic and therapeutic, you got to personally see tens of thousands of people filing suit against forced vaccines, like they see they're going to take some of the exemptions off near in California. Even approved by Governor Newsom. But you got to understand, these people are nuts. They're telling you if your kid doesn't have a whole slew of vaccines, they're not going to school. And they soon want to move it to adults, like seniors and so on, too. You have to understand, they are control freaks, they're demonically energized, and it's not really for the health of the population. They
when
just
we come back,
want...
I can verify your suggestions. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in a moment. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. for the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. welcome back. So, Gary, this vaccine exemption is a pile of BS from California. By the way, 3.5 years ago, they tried to vaccinate my daughter with Gardasil. I told the school nurse, who was male, I said, if you vaccinate my daughter with Gardasil, I said, she's not going to have sex and not move away from home. I said, and firstly, and secondly, the vaccine's stupid. But if you try to vaccinate her, I'll vaccinate you with lead. He said, what do you mean? I said, I'm going to shoot you dead. I said, you have to understand, I gave him a big, long lecture about vaccines. And then he realized how stupid. I said, you're going to still get them? And of course, you can see him nodding his head like he's going to give them to other kids. These are kids in the disabled class, right? Now, yeah. I just got fined this last year, $900 almost, for the IRS saying my daughter is not dependent and she lives not with us and she's married. It's like, where the hell did the IRS get this crap? So I'm still fighting that. You have to understand what's going on is we have an out-of-control government. And the bureaucrats, the permanent bureaucracy in the government, are screwing with Trump, even people around him, even his so-called White House. And sometimes he gives an order like getting rid of Clapper's security clearance, and his own people don't do it. You know, here we have the president giving a direct order to someone, take his friggin' security clearance, and he's still working as an MSNBC host, getting big bucks to try to do a coup against the president, and he has high-level security clearance. Holy cripes, what the hell's going on? Then I see people thinking, and it's real obvious to me that there's false flags going on over Iran. This is incredible timing, isn't it? And
yeah.
The Iranian mullahs...
with Iran is, none of that makes sense. It's a false flag, and anything I see Bolton or Pompeo or Elliot Abrams involved in, they're New World Order people. I mean, it's one right, one government, one ruler. That's what they're serving under.
And they want to drag Trump into a war before the re-election, too.
Absolutely.
And Trump's not a warmonger. And to be honest with you, here's a list of things Trump can do beforehand to both Russia, China, Iran, Venezuela, and North Korea. Okay, first off, clamp the hell down off their money. Take all the Putin and all of his oligarchs and all the Chinese people that are shipping enough carfentanil to kill all Americans. And the same with Venezuela. Blockade their oil. Don't let any oil arrive in Cuba. Stop any companies that are refining oil, including American or non-American. You're not allowed to refine it anymore. Same thing with Iran. You want to shut them down? We can shut them down with a few things without going to war. Same with Russia. Russia wants to play hardball. And whoever's doing this, by the way, it's probably one of our agencies or affiliates. For example, and nobody's going to say this, but I'm going to say it. The Israeli Mossad nuclear division actually did the demolition of the World Trade Center. That's why they had these dancing Israelis afterward recording it for their news media in Israel. And they were only on contract. It was the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, that demolished the World Trade Center. They did the same thing. They set up the Strassmeier from East Germany and set up Timothy McVeigh and did the demolition of the Alfred P. Murrah building. And when I found out that it was demolished with micro-nukes, RDX, and I explosive cord, they fired me and gave me death threats. And they court-martialed the guy that told me. So you got to understand here, this is not open to your damned opinion out there. I mean, I put my life on the line for this, okay? And I want people to understand what's going on now. And I'm sure Trump, as a builder, knows, even though he's not saying right now, he's real suspicious, which is why he's not jumping for war, even though they now took in the last week 2 U.S. drones down. Well, who the hell took them down? I doubt it very strongly if Iran's stupid enough to do that. What do they do? Want us to bomb the Bashar reactor or to take out the mullahs? I mean, we could drop in Delta Force in Iran, in Tehran, and take out the mullahs in a matter of an afternoon. We could do that, couldn't we?
Again, you look at this parallel government. We obviously see the Justice Department with all its various agencies running independent and rogue operations. And
they think they are the government.
Again, we got Panetta, both in charge of the CIA and the Department of Defense. There's rogue people throughout the Department of Defense that are working on this world government that have been through West Point and been globalized with a globaloney and believe in some of this stuff. And they think utopia is that the United States and self-government is awful, just like Rockefeller said, and that what they're doing is for the good of Gaia, the planet, and we need to, a lot of these people are just in the way. They're polluting the planet.
Yeah, but first off, if we had total recycling, for example, I took care of coal-fired generators in Colorado that got Wyoming coal. And there's enough Wyoming coal, by the way, to supply the Earth for fuel with the size of nuclear reactors for 250,000 years. Just the Wyoming coal seam alone. And it's such high-quality coal that you would, the only thing coming out of the top of these coal-fired generators in Colorado is water vapor. So this idea that we have a need to get rid of so-called fossil fuel, there's no such thing as a fossil fuel. You can take material, organic material, in 20 years turn it into coal or oil. But most of the oil and coal in the Earth is actually created by the nuclear reaction of the Earth, creating larger and larger hydrocarbon molecules inside the Earth. That's why the largest batholith of oil in the world is under the Dead Sea, 26,000 feet down under a salt dome. And that's why the Russians were drilling to 40,000 feet to get all the oil. They were until
Doctor, I think you're dead wrong. I think there was 100 million dinosaurs for 100 million years, and that's where all the fossil fuel and oil comes from.
You're a comedian, aren't you? First off, the dinosaurs were never down at 40,000 feet, okay? So, and the gold theory was put out the year before I was born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Russians attended. They took it back to their home country. I have oil engineers in the Aral Plains of Afghanistan. What's that country that, the Muslim country that has that beautiful capital there? And they're drilling down 30,000 feet, 40,000 feet. The oil is coming from the bowels of the Earth because the Earth is a nuclear reactor. And the problem is that these lying SOBs in the Green Agenda try to say, well, we want to capture carbon. No. You want to capture pollution. You don't want nitric oxide and things that destroy the ozone layer. You don't want toxic pollution that destroys the benthic layer of the phytoplankton so they convert carbon dioxide to oxygen, which protects us from radiation from space. The world's oxygen at sea level has dropped from 21 to 19%. We're nuts. And the so-called enviromaniacs, they're lying pieces of human garbage. I was the one founding member of Greenpeace almost 50 years ago and an oceanographer before I went into medicine with Patrick Moore. I want to tell you, I'm sick and tired of idiots. And that includes, by the way, even when I had Dr. Tim Ball on, he was talking about, well, there's no such thing as weather modification. You did not have my security clearance, buddy. You don't know that we have weather modification in five countries total. Us, the Russians, about 12 years ago, the Russians moved a cyclone, that's the column in the South Atlantic, that was going to destroy Buenos Aires, which is the largest city in the Southern Hemisphere. And the Russians called up the Brazilians and said, hey, we can save you from your city being destroyed. So they flew in an Aeroflot jet and moved the storm so it didn't hit the city.
Well, was it 35 years ago the UN outlawed weather modification or warfare? So they must believe in it.
They're a bunch of liars, okay? I know the guy, the World Constitution and Parliament Association, founded in 1957, Dr. Isaacs, is a physicist who owns a vitamin cottage across western United States. And he met with me an entire evening in 1997. Now, you got to understand who Deagle is, okay? I have background in nuclear physics, advanced chemistry, metallurgy, quantum mechanics, artificial intelligence, medicine, geopolitics, environmental. There's almost no area where I have an area of deep knowledge, much of it classified, and that's why when I bring on guests, it's never a monologue, it's a dialogue. And that's why I have brilliant people like you on that can validate what I'm saying. Trump could actually tie up Russia, China, and all these other so-called countries that want to hit us. I'll tell you, the other thing is it's most likely, and this is what my thing is, that these drones were brought down not by Iran, but by Russia. Russia's in a panic over the fact that Trump, if he gets reelected, is going to have full missile defense by the end of his second term. And they know, unless they have nukes, they cannot equal us in warfare. Unless they have missiles, they can't equal us in warfare. And once we have missile defense against chemical, biological, nuclear weapons, no country can attack us, Russia or China. And because we are the prescient financial control of the world, they have to play ball with us in trade and tariffs, or there's not going to be a ball to play with. They're not going to be in the game. And that's why China right now is panicking, because they thought, look at North Korea. They actually went and killed his own advisors. And threw one of his advisors
Sorry,
into
I'm
a
on
tank.
The radio. Excuse me.
He cut one of his guys up and threw him into a tank with these piranhas. And the other guys he actually had in a firing squad that were in the last negotiating team with Trump, because he threw a fit that he didn't get his way and got us to say, no, we're going to drop the sanctions even though we're still building nukes, as a proxy for Russia. And Russia's boasting that even since Trump negotiated last year with Kim, the Russians have upgraded through Rosatom, just outside Moscow, their rocket systems and their guidance systems. Mr. Putin's a friggin' nut, and we need to close down his friggin' bank accounts and all the oligarchs and all the PLA and all the carfentanil coming in here from Mexico that could have killed every single American last year, and Trump is doing it, and the damn Democrats, they make me sick. I can't even watch Swalwell and Nadler and these other nuts. And now they're talking about reparations to blacks. I'll tell you how you get reparations to blacks. You do not give them a check. You know what you do? You allow a man to be in the home, even if the woman's getting a check, so they can have a daddy there so these boys don't become gang members. You can, you don't have to level the playing field so white or Hispanic or Asian don't have a right to actually compete against blacks. You put enough money into the schools that they have good schools. All right? You allow, you set up things so that you have private defense funds so that the blacks and other people can have guns and go after the gangs. When you remove the guns, when you remove the guns from a population, you actually create gun-free zones, you create shooting galleries for the criminals, right?
Exactly.
And what you want to do, if you want to respect...
The dictatorship, yep.
I saw Owens, this former football star. It's an obscenity to just give a check. It actually is more socialism that will put the blacks down further. This is what they realize now. 70 years ago, blacks were more conservative and in terms of family-oriented than whites. But when socialism and Democrats took over these cities, they destroyed them. And they destroyed them by saying, if you're a mama, we can give you a check for each baby you have, even from a different black man, and just don't have a black man in the house, we're going to cut off your checks.
Well,
even if
you're
not married.
Wrong. I think Rahm Emanuel's taking over Chicago made it into a pristine city where people can walk safely in the
and sit out on the sidewalk and have a cup of tea or beer. You're getting into more sarcastic humor today than usual, but you're absolutely diametrically opposite of the truth, and you know that, right? The Rahm Emanuel, actually, his name shouldn't be Rahm Emanuel, it should be Wrong Emanuel. This guy is nut, okay? And he's an evil nut. Same way as Obama. I mean, Obama hates America. He even made statements he's going to make in a post-colonial nation. He hates America. This Kenyan, by the way, his grandma, attended outside the delivery room in Kenya. And if you go over there, they actually have places where you can buy tourist little thingies in Kenya where his family, and even his brother says, yeah, he was born in Kenya.
Remember Obama? He was bowing before the Saudi Arabian princes. He attended Harry Byrd's KKK funeral together with the Clintons. The guy's a worm. His handler was Austin Goolsbee, that's brought on Fox News about every other night.
He's got a good name.
Bones.
What do you think of Goolsbee? Look, I look at this guy, and he's got this smirky look every time he's talking to Tucker or somebody else. It's disgusting. Listen, guys, I know you want to hear the other side. You don't need to hear a minion of Satan himself. This Austin Goolsbee is an evil bastard, and he can lie right to your face and ask angry about it while he's lying to your face about something that's so obvious you want to slap him. And I don't think we should tolerate this. I don't think we should. I think we should start delicensing CNN and MSNBC, Washington Post, and Mr. Bezos, that owns the WAPO and wants to use it as a weapon against Trump. He needs to do a perp walk in Orange. He needs to take that trillionaire or billionaire and put his ass into jail for a while. Maybe he's smarting up. We need to de-license the media, for example, Facebook and Twitter. They're in total control now of the media, or like de-licensing people, harassing them. I can't tell you how many times I go to do a Twitter or Facebook, and they block it unless I get a code in there two or three times a week. To say, you're blocked, you're violent.
They're crushing freedom of speech across the world by the tens of thousands. I don't
right.
know, I forgot whether it was Eric Schmitz or Bezos. It's one of his dates. He's got all kinds of trollops around him, but one of his dates is the editor of Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs, and that type of stuff. I mean, these people are in it for the conspiracy and the total control. Nobody's life is worth anything to them. They're a human resource, and most humans are not a resource to them. They're considered as weeds, as Margaret Sanger called, blacks and Hispanics
people. I'm going to get back on Dr. Ron Klass back on, who's the founder of A4M. He was in a meeting 4 years ago where the globalists at the Burj Dubai Hotel wanted to push transhumanism, and all these globalists do, they want cybernetic and genetic enhancement to form a caste system of superhumans, and the rest of us they want to eliminate. If you don't believe that, you're a freaking idiot, and you're going to die soon if you don't listen. Okay? That's the way it is. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bildigal is the highest quality available in the world and very importantly should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. So I'm going to summarize. Firstly, I think that Trump has a lot of options before he goes to war. He's not listening to warmonger maniacs who want to push him. Even after these drones have been down, I don't hear Trump saying he's going to go to war. I don't hear him being an idiot and trying to bomb the Bashar reactor or try to take out the mullahs and do regime change. It's best to let the young people old-populate the mullahs and finally remove the buggers. If you want to help them, give them weapons and sat phones, but don't go in and try to do an invasive force. And if you are going to do something surgical, do it surgically. Go in there, use space-based weapons, and kill all the mullahs in their building when they're having a parliament or meetings. And do a surgical insertion and make sure you destabilize and turn off the Bashar reactor rather than bombing the hell out of it, because the radiation will circulate the planet. People need to understand we can do a lot of stuff to Russia and China without them ever, you know, going to war. Just the dialogue, for example, with Trump and China. Do you know how many companies are leaving China because they know the Chinese are treating them badly? They're even trying to hold off people from leaving the country. There's actually been situations where CEOs and corporate executives and engineers can't even leave China because the Chinese won't let them go because they are trying to move their company to Taiwan or to Vietnam or to Japan or whatever, because the Chinese are being bastards.
Yeah, look at these socialists accusing us of concentration camps when they can leave any time, go back home, do the corrections in their own damn country. And again, you're looking at people that are in charge of World War One and World War Two, Henry Stimson.
Right.
Skull and bones. I mean, you had the Lusitania and the Pearl Harbor, and right now, you know, the Department of Defense has been run as a parallel operation for the secret societies. David Boron, who runs the University of Oklahoma, trains NSA, Justice Department, and all that. It is as conspiracies. It was George Marshall who Senator Joseph McCarthy exposed with the Marshall Plan that created the European Union, which was to unite Europe as part and parcel of the New World Order. And that's what all of this is about.
Right. Now, people need to grasp that when we say these things, take it to the friggin' bank. And if you disagree, there's three options for you. One, have the balls to call into the show. Female or male, by the way. You can have intellectual balls, or cojones, as they say in Hispanic. 844-769-2944. Stay on topic. Or, if you're afraid to do that, just email or call and say, I disagree with you, Deagle. You're an idiot. Ad hominem attacks don't mean a damn thing to me. In fact, you got to understand, I have my big boy Christian pants on. I could care less if you hate my guts. I love you anyway out there. And I'm going to try to tell you the truth to save not only our country, our world, your health, your soul from eternal damnation, and the human race, no matter what skin color you are. I don't care what nation. I want the human race to survive this. Now, if, like Ronald Reagan said, if there was an invading force coming from deep space, everybody would be unified. Well, we have a lot of deep space problems. We've got a coronal mass ejection likely to happen. We have a pole shift in the processing already happening. We have climate shift happening. And by the way, it's not due to humans. We have pollution that is killing the benthic layer of the ocean, so the oxygen-carbon cycle is being screwed with. And these morons want to capture more carbon. We have global economic chaos, and it's caused by globalists that have created a bubble system where most of the debt is bubble debt. And that bubble debt, now they can't even make a profit the last 4 years. So what they're doing, these maniacs, they don't have Glass-Steagall, is they've created a situation that they're trying to even consume Chinese economy. And the Chinese are smart enough not to be involved with a bubble banking system. What we're seeing right now is the globalists are getting ready to crash the world economy, kill most of us in starvation, and start wars. They want a war with Iran. They want a Middle East war with right?
Get this with the people in charge of our culture and freedom. It's no longer the Catholics with Catholic charities. It's the Muslims that are against the forced vaccinations and the abortion and all of those other things. As far as social life and those aspects of it, they're the ones that are standing up. And these guys, these Christian, Rick Warren, Council on Foreign Relations, social Christians, are just going la-di-da into utopia, doing community service. They might as well be doing it for the government.
They believe the false gospel.
Individual freedom.
See, they believe in the lie that if you do enough good works, it wipes out bad works, which is what Masons believe, okay? Yeah, these are not Christians. These are people that are full of crap, okay? And they're full of false gospel. They also think if the church gets bad enough here on earth, they're going to be raptured away, which is another big lie. The Darby lie, going back over 100 some years. What people need to understand is, by and large, the Christian church in America is absent without leave. If it was a real life church and 78% of Americans are Christian, the abortion wouldn't be around right now. We've spent almost $500 million in money over the last 40 years to try to stop Roe versus Wade. We've got the Gosnell movie, we've got Unplanned, out now, and we now have the movie coming this fall. And people have to understand it was conservative Republicans who put in Roe versus Wade in the Blackmun report. We have to understand it's a lot of these so-called conservative Christians, like even George Bush Jr., that didn't outlaw giving money to Planned Parenthood. And even under Trump, look at Kavanaugh. He voted along with the leftists to maintain money going to the Planned Parenthood to kill babies with public money. And now look at this freaking Biden. He wants to reverse his position on the Hyde Report because he says he's a pro-life Catholic. This son of a bitch is wanting to take my money to kill babies for people that they say are economically distressed. Like, guess what? There's so many people who want to adopt children. There's no such thing as an unwanted child in this country. It's sickening, ridiculous.
No, there's some damn good Christian Catholics, traditional Catholics. You got
real Catholics.
Like
and by the way,
Gibson that are orthodox or whatever. And I'm not a theologian. I don't know which is the so-called Catholic. But there's a lot of Catholic churches in our area that belong to COPA, which is a Saul Alinsky Foundation group, and the Catholic Charities is nothing more than the Dorothy Day communist fraud on the
exactly.
Catholic.
Now, so
they
by the
need
way,
to wake up. I was brought up as a Catholic. I was confirmed as a Catholic. I was married as a Catholic. There's something very seriously wrong, and Catholics need to stand up.
And by the way,
preachers out.
Let me give you a story here. Unplanned, the movie. I contacted the pro-life group here in Southern California, and they paid for a lot for the movie here, for Unplanned movie. And I talked to the producers in Florida, and they said, well, we went to your website, and you think the Pope is a globalist, and he's involved with, you know, the Green Agenda. I said, yeah, that's the truth. Well, we can't have you interviewing our people that were on the movie Unplanned. I said, you're kidding. I'm pro-life. You're pro-life. I was raised Catholic. I was an altar boy, okay? I was attacked by a priest in the vestment room at 14, so I figured the doors of the church were heavy to make sure Satan couldn't get out. But I can tell you right now, when I travel around the country to pro-life things, the Muslims are completely pro-life. The Catholics are really, really pro-life, most of them. And the Protestants are absolutely without leave. I got the phone slammed in my ear so many times about the fact that they didn't want me to upset their people talking about pro-life issues in so-called Protestant churches. It was disgusting. And the so-called Christian churches in America are useless. They're useless. And most of these pastors, like, you know, Rick Warren and these others, they are devils. They're leading their church and their pastorate down the road to hell, aren't they?
Yeah, well, Hagee and some of those are virtually foreign agents. If people look up, it's not specifically, it's broader than its title. Anthony J. Hilder put together, and I believe you can get it, a free download on YouTube, Skull and Bones, The Catholic Connection. Skull and Bones, the Catholic Connection by Anthony Hilder. And I also like to give out my website because you'll find stuff on there you won't find anything anywhere else. It's www.news-expose.org.
Yeah, news-expose.
There's a link to you on that.
I put that, by the way, up on our deagle-network.com. So they go news-expose.org. Lots of great stuff. I think, first off, I don't see Trump being stupid enough to start a war with Iran. I see him using economic and other things, because he's a businessman, to bring not only Iran to heel. It's my suspicion, when I discern through this, the most likely party brought down those drones is Russia, not Iran even. Russia's paranoid, because they know that once Trump gets a second term, if he gets missile defense, Russia is screwed and tattooed. So is China. They will not be able to use the attack of a thermonuclear attack on our country, even with hypersonic cruise missiles. And Russia and China will have to play ball financially with our country, which means get rid of tariffs, produce good products, buy our products, have, you know, fair and reasonable bilateral trade. Like China, China's finished. I have a book here on my knee called The Coming Collapse of China. They have at least 36.5 million, some people think it's up to 100 million, excess males. They killed so many women. It's ridiculous. They published a few months ago that they have 1.8 million breed-ready females. They use our social media companies in America, along with their cyber state, to actually track down which women could be reproductive. So they say they have 1.8 million reproductive age females that could make babies.
Well, I believe it's the neocons that are pushing the Russian-Chinese partnership so they can perform Albert Pike's prediction of the Third World War. And one other thing I'd encourage, especially your listeners, while so many things are dictated, even slight winds, a butterfly effect, I'm going to give out the phone number for the White House, and just one person calling, it represents so many different people.
10,000.
The phone number is 202-46-1111. 202-456-1111.
Yeah. Wow. 456, that's easy to remember. 202-456-1111. Now, where do you think this is going? I think between now and the summer, you're going to see after these debates that the stage is going to get more and more insane for the demon rats, which both me and Judge Pirro call them the same thing. You're going to see Trump not sucked into an Iranian war. You're going to see it's become more and more obvious that there's a false flag. It's my feeling it's not even the U.S. government or our proxies that did the knockdown of these drones. It's Russia. Russia is scared out of its freaking mind because they know if Trump gets in his Space Force and military defense warhead systems will make it impossible to strike America or our allies with nuclear weapons or missiles. And if that happens, Russia and China are screwed and tattooed, and they can never oppose America militarily again. No nation will be able to come up against America, period. And that's going to happen if Trump gets reelected. People don't know that, do they? Secondly,
yeah,
I think that Trump's going to...
I think Russia has been kneecapped. Their population has shrunken by some, 30 million people. They're just trying to grab on how they can survive. They're dictators, but they're more nationalistic than most of the countries around the world.
Yeah, but,
and the neocons has forced them into the Red Chinese network.
Well, yeah, and of course, the Red Chinese are desperate themselves, but they're losing business. If you're a rational businessman and you have a company that's moved into China, you're moving out to Vietnam or Japan or some other country, Indonesia. You're getting the hell out of there. We can get a lot better deals, a lot better support tech, and you're not getting dictators telling you what you can do with your property. What I see happening is... What I see happening is...
Based in China is the Schwarzman College. Alan Schwartzman was
right.
The vice chairman of Blackstone. He's got a university there for the Yale graduates and secret societies
right.
To use China for their world government.
And what's going to happen in the next few months with the Uber and the Horowitz and the Durham reports and actions, you're going to start seeing, I saw one of the senators talking about what the people ask him in the airport. They say, who's going to jail how soon? You're going to start seeing people by the summer in the Democrats and the DOJ and the FBI going to jail. And when you start seeing that, these demon rats and these media people better pull it in. Okay? The same as the tech companies like, for example, Bayer that owns Monsanto, I call Mount Satan, and the toxic, Roundup and every other crap. You're going to start seeing the tech companies, even the Democrats who are coming after them, saying they're getting away with murder. Even Nadler, the nutball nerd Nadler, is going after them. So my guess is by the summer, things are going to be a lot different. Trump is going to sail into this next election. He had 120,000 people apply for 40,000 spots in the stadium in Orlando. He's going to waltz into 2020.